Okay, everybody, I'm going to call tonight's meeting to order, November 4th, 2024 at 5:46 p.m. Good evening, everyone. Let me just share an agenda here. I do want to make sure I get out of the way that we've made some changes to tonight's agenda. And so our Student Government Association president, or SGA president, will be speaking next month in the December meeting. We look forward to hearing from her. Let me share my screen really quickly. Okay, so we'll just go ahead and proceed. We've called to order. I did not receive any updates from Ms. Chalmers, and I'll just check my email again real quick to see if anybody had put themselves on schedule to speak this evening. So because I did not receive any of that by the cutoff today, we will skip that part. Any requests for changes to this agenda as you see it pictured on your screen? And actually, let me just check here. We don't have quorum tonight, so we can't do any voting. So we'll just go ahead and move through. So I'll kick it right over to Michelle to do a little financial reporting, and we'll do any of our board meeting approvals at the next meeting where we have quorum. Michelle, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Needed to unmute myself. Excuse me. There's not any financial reports yet to report because I reported up to date last month, and we're so early into the month that the state hasn't closed out month end yet. We did check this morning to see if those reports were available for us to generate the report. So I don't have a budget versus actual report, but I just emailed, and my apologies, I thought I sent this out last week. I did just email to everybody so they have it in their inbox, the amended 2025 budget. And that's what I wanted to go through this evening. Even though you don't have quorum to vote on it, I can do some quick highlights on what that budget is.
Actually, real quick, do we have quorum now? Antoinette's on. There's four of us. I have eight total, including me. So I guess we do.
No, you have to have 51%.
Oh, right.
We need one more.
Never mind. Sorry, Michelle.
I'll message Stacy too.
No, I think she's not feeling quite so.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay, I don't have sharing ability. If you give me sharing ability, Angela, I can just bring up I can bring up the budget, and I just emailed it out. So if you check in, if you've got access to your email, everybody here should be able to see it in their email as well.
Are you able to share
It looks like, excuse me, looks like I have it now. Okay, so. All right, there we go. So what you're going to see, what you'll see in your email box is just the comparison to the preliminary budget that was approved that we've been operating against. Enrollment landed at 149 students. So we built the budget off of 145. We landed at 149. Get to the very bottom line. Really, the change in this budget is small. It's showing that we have a net increase to our surplus of $5,800. So not much changes as far as the bottom line is concerned. On the revenue side, our state and local funding are down slightly. And that's really just based on what categories of students came in, based on their special education needs-based category. Is even though our enrollment went up, we're seeing that our revenue went down slightly, and that really is a result of the category of those students based on the September 30th unit count. So our tuition tax transfer money went up, our local school district transfers went down. The net impact was a decrease in our local funding of about 12,000. And then for our state funding, we're looking at a decrease of about 51,000 that we've got there. So overall, a decrease of about 85,000 to our overall funding, which was offset with some changes that we did to staffing. We did have two student support positions built in there that was going to be paid out of our Longwood grant. We've deferred that for now. And so that's the reason why we're seeing the reduction on the staffing, on the staffing side. Everything else is some slight increase in instructional services and related services, and a small decrease in student body activities. So overall, we can see that essentially our decreases in our expenses are offsetting the decrease in our revenue, which is resulting in a net increase to the bottom line of about $5,800. So we're anticipating that we're going to operate at a surplus of $132,000. We did carry into this fiscal year $578,000, of which a good portion of that was Longwood. Longwood was a little over $400,000. It came right in June, right at the end of the year. So the revenue was recognized last year, but the expenses associated with that grant is actually going to be spent down over the next 2 years. Some of that expense is happening in fiscal year 25, and then some of that expense is happening in fiscal year 26. So you're going to see that carryover go into next year as well. So right now we're anticipating we're going to end the year with about a $710,000 surplus after our summer salary contingency has been met. I know you haven't had the opportunity to look at this in advance of this meeting. Is there anything that's popping out at you as you kind of cruise through it right now? And if not, feel free to give shoot me an email, give me a call if you have any additional questions. But is there anything that's kind of popping out at you right now?
I just want to make sure I'm reading this right. So insurance went up, correct?
It did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask how you got your insurance down, but that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that went up. Yeah, we just, that policy just renewed. We got our quote and the insurance is actually going up.
Yeah, I think everybody's experiencing that.
Yeah, across the board, all my clients are seeing significant increases, not even small increases. We're seeing some pretty significant increases in insurance.
Yep.
Yep. Any other questions? All right. If no other questions, I can present again next month at the board. Hopefully you'll have quorum and that way the budget can actually be approved. And then we'll start to measure the actuals against that approved budget. Until the budget is approved, we'll just continue to measure against the preliminary budget. But at least you have an idea. There's more changes in line items than there are bottom line. So overall, the organization is looking good for this fiscal year.
Awesome. Awesome job, everybody. Okay, I want to turn it over to Dr. Piranha for just on the ground updates. So thank you for those global financial updates, Michelle. Dr. Piranha, you have a couple minutes here.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, so good evening, everybody. Just to give you a couple updates for the school. School choice started. So far we've already attended two school fairs. We've updated our flyers. We're doing some social media advertising. We have scheduled tours Monday and Wednesday from 4 to 5 that families can come to. We're also doing shadowing appointments for students by request. So we're scheduling those for Wednesdays, typically second period, because we feel like that's the best one for them to get a full picture of what's happening in there. For instruction, marking period 1 ends on November 8th. Report cards will be distributed November 18th. And currently our teachers are reaching out to families for any students receiving a failing grade of 59 or below. And then for our student growth goals, attendance, we're moving into marking period 2 and we're prioritizing that student accountability, making sure they're being on time to school and completing any missed assignments. We're in the throes of credit recovery currently. We just started our second year of self-determination session. So we've had our first staff session and we've had our first student session so far. This year, they're going to be actually coming into our classrooms and kind of giving teachers feedback. So we're hoping that'll be pretty successful. In terms of culture, we're seeing a consistent presence in the classrooms and hallways by our deans and SRO. And homecoming week was fantastic. The kids really enjoyed it and staff was great with organizing that. Ms. Young and Ms. Flint did a great job with that again. Kids really enjoyed it. And then in terms of operations, we had our bus evacuations just recently. So that's pretty much covers everything.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Piranha. Okay, that is it for tonight's agenda in terms of the public meeting. And I'm going to move us into executive session, but we don't have quorum. So do I just do everything but no vote? You're on mute, Edward. Eduardo.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have quorum to go into executive session, but if you have stuff you need to discuss, we're not going to vote anyway. So, yeah, I mean, I think we can legally move to executive session.
All right, then I move to executive session. So thank you everyone for coming. So folks who are not in executive session, Imani phones, Imani iPhones, this Lee Sneed.
Did you need me, Angela, for executive session?
You want to stick around for just a second?
Yep.
Hold on, give me a second here. All right, everybody. So we've moved back from executive session, and it's 6:26 p.m. today, November 4th. We're going to tonight's meeting as adjourned. Get out and vote. See you soon.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.